Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. 16,000 people in attendance in a rather empty-looking stadium.
Yeah, well, that's what you expect.
That's how it's going to be now. People
paid
wearing,
a lot of money to get those tickets too.
I'm sure, people wearing masks around their neck, not on their face. A lot of people, because they say you're allowed to drink and eat and take your mask. Well, what are you doing half of the football game? You're drinking and eating. So,
you know, one guy who was really, really into it, the rules, was Andy Reid, the coach of the Chiefs. He had like a welder's mask on, it was like it looked ridiculous.
Do you get the feeling that he did that as kind of a screw you?
Like I don't
want to do this,
because if you're on that field of play, you've already tested negative. There's no way you can catch it from anybody because nobody has it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're not on the field. It seems
so
stupid.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah.
It seems so stupid.
But they're
stupid.
All wearing their new era logoed masks.
Your guy was great last night. Patrick Mahomes had three touchdown passes for the third straight season opener, which is an NFL record.
Yeah.
He's your MVP choice.
Sure. Yeah.
What the Chiefs needed too.
Yeah.
They got another weapon. They got a rookie running back out of LSU, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He had 138 yards rushing and a touchdown. Now, it's a fool's errand to predict how the season's going to go, really, because it might not even end. But I can't see the Chiefs, just give them the trophy now.
Yeah. Well, the big story everybody's talking about this morning, though, is, unfortunately, the Kansas City Chiefs fans. Now, this happened during a moment of unity when all the players lock arms on the field, and then there's booing.
Well, the NFL has a history of not being down with social justice stuff, i.e. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, well... Okay, so there are rumors going around as to why the booing started. A lot of people are saying the fans weren't actually booing the moment of unity. They were booing a fan who yelled something as the moment of unity started. And I want to believe it, because you can actually hear somebody yelling something. I think he says Trump 2020, and then they boo.
Yeah.
So and actually, if you listen, you can hear 2020. So I think that is somebody yelling Trump 2020, and then that's why they boo.
All I know is this. I've said this many times, and I said it way before this even happened. Like, why do we even play national anthems? Like, why? Like, and I know
that wasn't during.
I know, but they played two national anthems.
I know, we've
done
this before, and it's not going to stop. They're going to keep doing it.
I'm saying this. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, it's going to be an interesting season in the NFL all the way around.
I will say this. What they're doing and what all of these athletes are doing, I support 100%. But I can't wait for the day when we can sit down and watch sports and it not be political.
Yeah,
just,
I don't want politics in my sports.
And actually just do anything and not be political.
I don't want politics in my sports. Wait.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Let's keep talking football, shall we? So Dak Prescott of the Cowboys.
America's team.
Dallas Cowboys, that's what they say, yeah.
Lots of highest profile quarterbacking job in the NFL.
Okay. So he went through a bout of depression earlier this year, not only with the start of COVID, but his brother committed suicide. And how does that not affect you? Like, I mean, how does that not make you depressed?
He had anxiety and depression right before his brother died. Even was worse once his brother died.
Compounded.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, yesterday, Skip Bayless on Undisputed, and this is on Fox Sports, came out and, you know what? I'm going to let him. This is what he said.
I don't have sympathy for him going public with, I got depressed. I suffered depression early in COVID to the point that I couldn't even go work out. Look, he's the quarterback of America's team. And you know and I know the sport that you play, it is dog eat dog. It is no compassion, no quarter given on the football field. If you reveal publicly any little weakness, it can affect your team's ability to believe in you in the toughest spot.
So, BS. BS. People aren't going to go into the huddle as your teammate and say, oh, you're depressed, you can't lead us. Like, he is such an... But here's the thing. Fox Sports, much like CBC back in the day, they want him to be outlandish. Like CBC wanted Don Cherry to say stupid things. And Don Cherry, they didn't stop him till the end when everybody got on their case. Same thing with this guy. They put out a statement, Fox, oh, we support Dak, we love him. But behind the scenes, they want Skip Bayless to say stuff like that. They do.
Well, I've said this before to you. Fringe personalities don't survive. And by that, I mean the people who are on the outside, they don't get any sort of notoriety anymore. The public wants outlandish viewpoints.
Yeah.
And case in point, who they voted in power in the U.S. I mean, that's why because he said outlandish things. It wasn't because he was milk toast. That's what every politician has been up to this point.
Because he was different.
Right. And that's why he was voted in. And that's what people want. So you can say what you want about Skip Bayless, but this is not going to hurt him. This is going to help him. This is going to drive his career. He may not be with Fox Sports long, but he will, believe me, there's lots of room for him in the Fox family.
Well, if you want to be cancel, if you want to be the ultimate cancel culture, which I hate, Dak Prescott should say, I'm not doing another interview with anybody on Fox all season long until that guy's removed. That's what he should. That, like, if he really wants to make a point and then see what Fox does, then we'll see if Fox really cares about
it. Then Fox will come out and say, well, it's all about spin. And they'll come out and spin it and say, well, Dak Prescott's being immature.
I mean, it's a dumb thing to say about a guy who's in the most notoriety you could have at that position.
That's the most notoriety.
Yeah. So notorious position there. He comes out and he says this on World Suicide Prevention Day.
That's where I'm just like, did you not check a calendar or
well, the guy's an idiot
before a show?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Let's talk about ethics here, okay? I want to talk about ethics. I read a story, and then I want to tie it into kind of my son. So restaurants love to give you free food on your birthday. Problem is, your birthday only comes once a year. So what this guy's figured out, and he posted it on TikTok, which is dumb because he just basically opened it up so his scam is going to get shut down. But his name was Noah Wiley, and he shared his trick on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Noah has an email address that he uses just to sign up for chain restaurant email lists, and he lists a different birthday for each restaurant. So, for instance, Applebee's on January 1st, he gets a free dessert.
Right.
January 2nd, Arby's gets coupon for a free milkshake, and he does that every day of the year at different restaurants.
What a loser.
So he'll get...
What a pathetic loser.
Well, the loser part of it is he wants to be cool on TikTok and he just blew his whole thing.
Yeah, what a pathetic loser, you dum-dum. Oh my God. Are you that desperate for a free milkshake? And how, between 1 and 10, how diabetic is he? If he's going to a different restaurant every single day, he's got to be missing limbs, correct?
Well, it doesn't say. He's only 19, so it's not like he's 40 and been eating cheeseburgers.
If he makes 25, I'll be shocked.
So this ties into my son. So he's down in the States, and before he left, he did apply for that student money that Trudeau was handing out, right?
Sure.
To people that couldn't find a job. And he did take the first round, but he could have got two rounds of it, $2,500. And he's like, Dad, I don't feel right about applying for this. I just don't. He goes, I'm not going to be in Canada to get a job. So I just don't feel right doing it, which noble. I was like, okay, Ethan, even though you could probably, you're Canadian.
Yeah,
why would you do
it? Take it.
Yeah, anyway.
Take it, man.
But he phones me.
I know that's horrible of me to say it, but. Geez, everybody else is getting one now. Why not?
Like, he phones me. He goes, Dad, why do I even go for a degree? I said, what are you talking about? He goes, well, I took the money from Trudeau. I got the Trudeau bucks, called it. He goes, and now, he goes, I'm going to earn 250 American a week for a month. So I'm going to make 1,000 American giving my blood because I got COVID and they want my antibodies.
Greasy.
It's plasma. So he's
that's legit though. If that's hey, why not, man? Take advantage of that's totally different than this guy going around signing up for free desserts every day. And the funny thing is, Ballsy, back to the guy who's signing up for free desserts every day, he has to keep this in a calendar. That's the only way you can keep track of it, right?
Yeah.
So he has an actual calendar of free stuff that he gets every day. And
you have to listen, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So the dude has put a lot of thought into this, but where he screwed up is he told everybody.
Well, no, he didn't screw up because not even the restaurants care enough to catch this guy. Even they're like, whatever. Like, give him his free sundae at the Cheesecake Factory.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So Marilyn Manson has a new album out today, and the reviews are actually pretty decent. It's called We Are Chaos, and a timely title.
No kidding, eh?
Who would have thought that we would be like, Marilyn Manson, maybe he's right. Marilyn Manson was one of these guys when I was growing up, like
Mystique
in high school. Yeah, like he was scary.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson was a scary human being, and he had this. And the reason he was scary was because he was so unpredictable. If you watched him on stage, it was nothing for him to like grab a whiskey bottle and rake it across his chest and bleed. And that's what he did.
Crazy.
And it was no problem. Or he'd come out and he would basically be almost entirely naked on like MTV Awards.
Yeah.
And that's just what he did. And
to me, that's better. That has more impact. Not you, but when Marilyn was younger.
Well, and also it was easier to do then because social media didn't exist. So
right.
You didn't know the real person. Like I remember too, when I was growing up, Gene Simmons scared the hell out of me. Gene Simmons was one of these guys because I remember seeing him, you know, on stage with the blood coming out of his mouth and he would move side to side all freaky like and his tongue would hang out and it was scary. And then you see Family Jewels on A&E and you go, huh?
Yeah.
This guy's a buffoon.
Yeah.
Same with the Osbournes.
That's 100%.
Ozzy Osbourne was this mysterious guy who was like...
What kind of life would he have?
Right, like he bit off a bat's head, for God's sake.
He snorted ants.
Right, and then you see him on the Osbournes stumbling and bumbling with a remote control, and you're just like...
He's a dad.
Yeah, and you're like, this guy's kind of normal, but you almost feel bad for him a bit.
I'm Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah. is there anybody who you're still afraid of? Like, who still has that... That mystique about them that you, especially when it comes to rock and roll, I don't think that person exists anymore. Like Rob Zombie was that guy for me.
Yeah, he
and
was.
Still,
till I met him at a Halloween Hall,
and
I'm
he's
like,
one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet.
Yeah, it's impossible.
No, he is. He's super nice.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
and you and I have had Alice Cooper on. Alice Cooper is, it's like talking with your dad. Like he's just like this. Well, maybe a really cool dad, but he's generally a pretty relaxed dude, and he's not. Scary at all.
It's not the persona of the people like Marilyn Manson or anything when I see them.
Right.
Whenever I hear like that thrash metal and the way the guy, the yell or whatever.
Cookie Monster,
can't, I get scared. Like,
you get scared of that?
I literally get scared for like.
Oh, no, I think it's great.
I can only listen to about 40 seconds of it and then I get like the tingle down my spine. It's you know, I got to hear some Conway Twitty or something.
You and I, we laugh. I always bring up Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah. Okay?
Cannibal Corpse is one of the most morbid bands you're going to find, or like 6 Feet Under or whatever. But, and they have the guttural, right?
Yeah.
But I listen to that and I laugh because it's so obscene, because it's so gruesome. That's why it's funny. There's humor in that.
I guess.
And they know that, and that's why they do that, right? Yeah. Anyway, so Marilyn Manson has a new album out today. I'm not sure it's going to be scary Marilyn Manson or not. But if you are a Manson fan, the reviews are good.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
Mark starting things off on the text line. Why does hair migrate from your head to your back?
I don't know. All I know is this. I went to get my hair cut yesterday, the lane over there at Hair Razors. Great lady. I've got more hair growing where it shouldn't than where it should.
That's an age thing, yes?
Yeah, probably. I don't really have any hair on my back or my chest or anything like that.
Really? You're a dolphin.
Well, kind of.
That's nice. It's good.
How about you? Do you got a hairy back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. She's gross.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
I like to I trim her up before we go south, but I'm not going south anytime soon, so let her
go. Hey, guys, do you judge the strangers you see?
No, absolutely. That's what life is.
Yeah, no, I do a lot of people watching. I do judge. Yeah. What I do, and we've talked about this when we see people.
Yeah.
Like, where did their life go wrong? Or what? No, seriously, like, what decisions led them to be on all fours getting cigarette butts off the corner of the street?
Well, just everybody in general. It's not even just people that are down on their luck. I like to judge people and say, well, not judge people, but just be like, where are they going? Like, where are they going right now?
Well,
like,
I'm sure
just
some,
a guess.
I'm sure some people see me and go, how did he date her?
Well, a lot of people will look at me and be like, bet you he's going for a burger. So, this one's a good one. Because I've thought this myself. Who's buying these giant houses in Regina? I don't know. I have no idea, but you still see them being built. And you go, who is buying these giant houses in Regina?
Well, I've asked a couple of real estate agents. We're in a government town and people haven't lost their jobs yet.
Some, like government
Government
workers,
people.
Sure.
We have a lot of police, nurses, teachers. They haven't lost their jobs.
Yeah, but these are not multi-million dollar jobs.
No, that's true. I don't understand what's going on. I don't. I thought our economy's in the crapper or about to be.
Yeah.
Something's really messed up here. Guys, what would you rate as a 10 out of 10 in your life?
Like currently or just
anything
that's
happened? Well, in your life. Anything that's happened in your life, what would you give a 10 out of 10 to? Like, you could say your wedding day and stuff, but I'm not going to go. The one for me, had supper a couple of summers ago on the patio at the Iron Goat in Cranbrook. Or not Cranbrook.
Canmore.
Canmore. The sun's coming down. It's a beautiful night. I'd give that a 10 out of 10.
It's a great place.
Yeah, love it.
I've been there too.
Yeah.
I say I went to Audio Slave back in, I believe it was 2006 in Edmonton. That concert was a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Question coming in, and a good one. Can you get a speeding ticket in a school zone on a bike or rollerblades? Now, I don't think you can on rollerblades, but here's what... This is from SGI about bicycle riders. It says, when you ride your bike in traffic, it's considered a vehicle just like any car, truck, or SUV, so you have to obey all traffic rules according to the Saskatchewan Driver's Handbook, which would involve maintaining the speed limit, right?
You better have that basket screwed down. If you're going that fast, through school zone.
Yeah, well, I don't know. 30K an hour on a bike is nothing, man. You could easily
Chad,
do that.
You just lost your milk.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm not originally from Regina.
No.
I've only been here for a decade.
Uh-huh.
But that's the longest I've lived in any place other than my hometown of Lanigan.
Wow.
So I would consider myself fairly Regina by now.
Yeah.
I am a Reginan. If people ask me where I'm from, now I say Regina. Mm. That's what I do. So I'm asking everyone, how Regina are you? I've put up a bingo card on our Facebook page, and there are a few things. Let's see how many things you can check off.
Can I just stop you for 1 second?
Yeah.
I want to say two things. Number one, great job on the card, especially for a guy that's only there 10 years.
Yeah.
There's one thing you missed.
Well, no, I know. There's a lot of things I missed. Everybody's been pointing them out. I can't get everything on there, okay? But what did I miss?
Just get your back scraped on the water slides at Maxwell's Amusement.
Okay. See, but that's something
that
I wouldn't know.
No, I know that.
I wouldn't know that because I don't even know what that place is.
Otherwise, perfect card.
So here's a few things that I've thrown on the How Regina Are You bingo card.
Okay.
There's you've been in Wolf Cop. Okay?
Yeah.
You rank, this is what I noticed too here. The first thing I noticed is everybody is ranked on what high school they went to. If you are from Regina, everybody is, that's a crap high school.
Yeah.
Oh, you went there? Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a beauty. I went there too. And now you're friends, right? So that's one thing I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
You have a cracked basement.
Oh, God, everybody's got to have that.
Yeah, you're a Regina, and if at some point you've had a cracked basement, if you gave a smoke to Bonger, back in the day.
Yep.
Bonger used to ask for those darts.
No, I could fill that part in the car for sure. I didn't give him
you
a
don't
smoke.
Even smoke. You'd go buy packs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Take them to there's the obvious drive slow in the left lane on the ring road.
No, I do that every day.
You've received a speeding ticket on North Albert.
Yeah.
What about this one? And this is one that only a Reginan will know. You check the weather using the Plains Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know what I mean by that, Well, then you don't have to check it off on the bingo card.
Right.
Taquitos at Sev. That explains itself.
Surprisingly, I haven't done that one.
No?
No, I have not.
You've waited over an hour for a cab.
Yeah. Depending time of year.
That's
yep.
very Regina.
Oh, yeah.
Family photos in front of the ledge.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's yeah. got them.
Uh-huh.
How about you've been pepper sprayed randomly in public? I will also accept bear sprayed.
Mm, okay.
And you're just minding your own business and you get bear sprayed.
Yeah.
That's very Regina. Mm. You've had your bike stolen. You've spotted a random mattress on Ring Road.
Oh, yeah, April.
you've got a diarrhea from eating too much Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
You've claimed Leslie Nielsen as your own.
Uh-huh.
These are just a few things. How Regina are you? Go and see the bingo card for yourself at facebook.com/thewolfrocks.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So some COVID chaos here, things going on around the world. Crystal meth use has jumped 20% in North America since the pandemic started.
Wait.
Judging by what I see downtown, absolutely.
Yeah, not saying it's funny, but I get it. You know, people
it's
are
crazy.
Down in the dumps, and also it's a cheap drug. And
crazy.
Like, don't stay off meth, kids. Don't
That's right.
do it.
A college kid at Miami University in Ohio was busted for throwing a 20-person house party on Saturday.
Yeah.
Cops ran his name and found he had tested positive for COVID and told him he was supposed to be quarantining. He said, quote, "That's why I'm at my house."
Yeah, like what an idiot. And that, you know what?
That's the problem right
that
there.
That happened. That also happened in Texas at a university. Mm. Like just.
This kid got a $500 fine, which he should. Peeps announced they won't be making Halloween or Christmas peeps this year like they normally do, or Valentine's for next February. It's because the pandemic had a serious impact on production at their factory.
Yuck. Are they still making Easter ones?
Looks like they are.
Yuck.
They're gross.
They
yeah,
should
I agree.
Like you know what? There are some companies throughout this whole COVID thing that can go under, and I'll be like,
yeah.
Peeps is one of them.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Now,
and goodies. If we can get those, the black licorice goodies to go away, let's hope Halloween really affects them hard.
Now, when you go to university or you're at a educational institution like university or college, higher learning, right?
Generally,
smarter people, right?
You would think.
Yeah. University of Mississippi created drink cups for their stadium featuring healthcare heroes.
Yeah.
But,
that's nice.
You know, it's
like the pictures of them?
It's great, yeah. Well,
that's nice.
Well no.
Or names.
Pictures
or...
of healthcare workers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Not necessarily of...
Specific? Just
yeah,
generic?
Yeah, because they must have pulled pictures off an image search without vetting them because one of the doctors on the cup is a porn star by the name of Johnny Sins dressed up as a doctor for a role.
You know what's hilarious?
Do you guzzle out of that cup?
Yeah. Right now, you know what's hilarious, though? Right now, there are a whole bunch of men driving around with their wives listening, going, "Johnny Sins, well, I don't know who he
what's
is.
What's Ballsy talking
Who's
about?
Who's this Johnny Sins gentleman?"
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.